Five entities over which Krishna has commanding authority, by Krishna's mercy.
Bhoktaran Yagyat Pasam Sarvalok Maheshwaram Suridan Sarvabhutana Jatva Ma Shantim Richati.
Quoth, the sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita,
5.29. 1. The head of the household.
They are in one of their fits of rage. This is known to occur on occasion. They told me to clean up the living room, but I kept forgetting. Now they are throwing objects everywhere. They are really upset this time. I better do something, otherwise I will be in a lot of trouble.
2. The CEO of the large corporation.
Now I understand why everyone was called back to the office today. It seemed a little strange since we had been working from home for the past year and change. The manager presented the idea as a way to bond, to build team spirit. The real reason is that the CEO is visiting. The manager wants to present a good face, to show the leader that this particular department takes things seriously. People who sit next to me were so nervous during the meeting. They behaved as if they were meeting a celebrity.
3. The community leader.
There is a lot of dissatisfaction within the community. Crime is up. They are teaching unspeakable things in schools. No one can walk around in public and breathe freely. Businesses are leaving for other places. Morale is at its lowest I have ever seen. The leader of the community is making their way through the neighborhood. Most people are too afraid to say anything. They feel they will be targeted if they complain directly.
4. The President of the Nation.
It is one of the highest honors, supposedly, to be invited to the home of the sitting president. There will be plenty of photos taken. Perhaps some light conversation. Nothing too serious. Everyone is getting dressed up for the occasion. They want to look good.
5. The administrators of the material world.
I am told we have worshipped these gods for generations in my family. They are administrators to various aspects of nature. They can help to influence outcomes. If we want wealth and prosperity, there is a certain ritual to conduct. If we want to do well in scholastics, there is another person to supplicate.
It is only natural to want to impress. If we have a job, we want to do well. If someone asks us to do something, we don't want to let them down. If there is a lot riding on a particular outcome, let us do everything necessary to make that outcome a reality. If we are at the top of a hill, which can only be reached by a narrow and winding road, when it is time to return, everything might be dependent on us. We have to safely maneuver the vehicle back down. A small distraction or diversion in attention can prove fatal. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has commanding authority over everyone. He is the topmost being. No one is above him. He is not compromised within an organization based on corruption. He does not favor one person over another. Nepotism really cannot apply, since every living entity is related to him in the same way.
Samohan Sarva Bhuteshu Na me dveshyosti na priya. Ye bhajanti tu ma bhaktya. Mayi te teshu chape aham.
Quoth, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.29.
All of this means that Krishna is the most important person to please. Only he can provide full protection, precisely because he has the authority. He has control in areas from which others are prevented. He has insight into outcomes which others don't. He has ideas which others could never dream of. There is the example of the inaugural Govardhan Puja. Prior to this event, there was the highest respect to Indra, the king of heaven. If Indra was pleased, everything would go well. Sufficient rainfall in the area. Proper vegetation, abundant food, everyone would survive comfortably. Shri Krishna, in person, as a small child, rocked the boat. He challenged the status quo. What if Indra was angry? What if the highest demigod was not pleased with the citizens? What if he suddenly viewed them as enemies? Though they were previously loyal customers, that would not earn them any grace. The hypothetical turned into a reality. The citizens angered Indra. He retaliated with devastating rainfall. The King of Heaven never dreamed that the young Krishna would use Govardhan Hill as an umbrella. That tract of land had moments prior been the object of worship, and now it would forever be associated with Krishna, as one of his accessories. In closing, always upon that image to land, of person with umbrella in hand, through that accessory known, by constant vision shown, similar with Govardhan Hill. After Indra area with rain to fill, Krishna commanding authority showing, so that even the demigods knowing.